Good morning. How are you? Blessed indeed. Today we're going to give a short homily because we have Grace Gallagher, who's going to be our yearly missionary. She's going to come and speak after communion, and so I want you to pay close attention to her, and I want you to be very generous with the second collection today. So I will be generous with you and give you a short homily. Aren't you excited? So what we're going to do is we're going to focus on the second reading. And the second reading begins with Paul saying, I am going to magnify Christ or Jesus in my body. And he says, whether I live or die, it's all for him, right? And so what that makes for us that we have to reflect on, do I live and do I magnify Jesus in my body? Now, what does that mean? That when people look at us, they no longer see us, but they see Jesus living inside of us. What does that mean? That you and I seek to do and bring glory to God at everybody, every moment of every day. What does that mean? That you and I desire to bring people to Jesus and not to us. Now again, we're all going to do that in our own way. I've told the story many times about the Holy Monsignor Losi, the Vicar General of our diocese, my classmate, and then me. When he was in the high school, he taught co-eds, and he would sit there and they would come to him and he'd say, come here, I want to tell you a secret. I think you're special. Isn't that nice? Yes, the exact opposite of me, right? Because when I taught at prep, I'd sit there and I used to say to the boys, gentlemen, and you can all say the same thing. If you ever think I'm going to sit there and come to you and say, come here, I want to tell you a secret. I think you're special. Ain't ever going to happen, people of God. If you're looking for it, sorry, ain't going to happen. My way is a little stronger than most, I would imagine. Like when I would sit there and walk through the halls in the morning, bang, one of the kids in a locker, bang, another kid into a locker, 10 of them would jump me and I'd say, you touch a priest, you go to hell forever. Right? We do it in our personality. So you don't become somebody different. You be who God created you to be. But you do it for his glory. You do it to bring others to him. That doesn't mean you're always gentle. Sometimes you'll have a kick people in the rear end. But you do it for their good. You do it for the glory of God. You do it because they'll see Jesus. And again, Jesus was sometimes hard, sometimes he was soft, but he always did everything out of love. May we do the same. Make you know his love today and forever. Amen. That was 2 minutes and